design of the International Space Station toilet, it basically works like this. There's a vacuum cleaner hooked up to an aluminum, what's basically a beer keg. On top of that beer keg is a shoebox-sized toilet seat. Under the lid of the toilet seat is a Coke can-sized hole where you put a plastic bag with perforations in the bottom, and then you sit on top of this device. And the theory is that anything comes out of you, airflow will be going into this container through the perforations in the bottom, so any solids will be collected inside this bag, and when you're done using this facility, you can remove a rubber band at the top to seal the top of the bag. The bag will fall into the beer keg. When the beer keg is full, you seal it up and you eject it into space where it burns up and you guys see it as a shooting star. That's the theory. And that's what your training goes through, by the way. I've skipped all the part about how hard all this is to turn on and off and all that kind of stuff, but fundamentally that's how it's supposed to work. But let me give you a practical example of why that's not really the way it happens in space. So imagine, for example, I'm using toothpaste, and here on Earth, if I squeeze a tube of toothpaste, the toothpaste is going to come out of the toothpaste tube, but gravity's going to pull it down toward the sink, and once you get a chunk of toothpaste, gravity will eventually take over and break it off and drop it into the sink. But if you do the same toothpaste experiment in space, you squeeze a tube of toothpaste will come out, it'll get longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. If you stop squeezing, it'll just stay there. You can keep squeezing, it'll get longer. But if you pull backwards on the toothpaste tube, the toothpaste will come with the tube, okay? So now imagine that you're sitting on the toilet, you've got toothpaste that you're doing things with. One more piece of data you need to know too, by the way, is your GI tract really slows down when you're in space. If you go to the bathroom, say, once a day here on Earth, you only go to the bathroom once every 5 days in space. But when you gotta go, you really gotta go. So here you are on your fifth day in space. It's your first time to use the toilet. You're sitting there, and in about 5 seconds, you've created a column that connects you to the bottom of the plastic bag. And so now you decide, well, what do I do now? Because no one has told you about this before flight. And you're going like, man, this was like, we talked about this. Like, the number one discussion item about with astronauts and cosmonauts before flight is, hey, guys, you got to tell me about the toilet, you know, because how is it? And no one warns you about this. And so you say they're going like, gee, what do I do? If I stand up, it's going to come out with me. And so everybody figures out the same mover. I've forgotten who, there's an astronaut it's named after. There's a bounce maneuver. It's named after the first astronaut to invent this. It causes a little inertia, causes something to break off of you and fall in the bag. But now you have a new problem. The bag now has an obstruction in it. And so if you just start again, you're gonna have the same problem again, but much more quickly. And so you think about this, you go like, I've just started my business. And, I can't just keep using up all the plastic bags that are on board the space station. So you scratch your head, and you scratch your head, and eventually everybody figures out the next answer that is not for polite company. Exactly. It really involves rubber gloves and wet wipes to move things out of the way to make sure you can continue your business into that plastic bag. And then finally, when you are finished, you can then clean everything up, put it in the bag, seal it up, drop it in, and continue as planned. But it takes about 45 minutes to use the toilet the first time and pretty much any time you go in there. And when you get out of there and you're finally going like, man, I gotta know, am I an idiot? Or is this the same problem everybody else has? And all your crewmates are there laughing, ha 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 ha. They go, do you guys have to do all the same stuff? Yeah, ha ha ha. You're just getting your rite of passage for the first time you use the toilets. So there you go.